Beginnen wir gerade daf, mit sagt aber das soll daf ein hey, beginnen wir mal auf, beginnen das Matz, beginnen wir gemacht it mit Rav Schmidt Rav. They said in the Shiva Rav, the name of Rav, that Amri Tarti Tlas, it says 2-3, Shmolam, it says Tlas Dalad 3-4. So Pesha Conjur's Lashon Rishon Rashi, in this first version explains like this, Bava Matarti Tlas, what does it mean? He says 2-3, that's but a tifta, that's when it's moist. Tarti Afer, Mayim, the two is ashes and water, and Tlas, when's it 3, it's going to be Biyaveshta, as when it's dry, then you have Mayim Ephraimayim. That's going to be 3, water then, ashes then water. Shmuel Matlas Daldi says 3-4, Tlas Beretivta, 3 when it's moist, is Ephraimayim Be'Ephra, ashes, water, ashes. Vabishnois Mayim Lahaber Ephra, now although you can end up putting water to get rid of that last ashes, Mayim Bastroi Le Kochashiv, it's not counting the last waters, that's just to clean it up. And Dal Biyaveshta, 4 when it's dry, is Mayim Be'Ephra, Mayim Be'Ephra, water, ashes, that's 4. Here also again the last ashes that which you can have water after that like a chashav that's not being counted. So b'sura masne hachi. That's how they taught him b'sura. B'pavadisa masnu and b'pavadisa they taught as follows. Rava matlas v'dalot 3 and 4. Tlas b'tivta 3 when it's moist, which is efer mayim efer ashes water ashes. Dal b'aveshta 4 when it's dry is mayim efer water ashes shmulam. He says dal b'hei 4 and 5. Dal b'tivta 4 when it's moist, that's efer mayim ashes, water. Hey, Biyaveshta, 5 when it's dry, and Balipligir Rabbi Shmuel, Lelishna Bumbadisa. So, according to the version of Bumbadisa, Rabbi Shmuel don't disagree. Elamarka Chashamay, Masrava Chulu, just a machaikis to be counting the last waters or not. Makeshaba Kunj is Lishna de Surah. So, Rashi asks, according to the version of Surah, Kim the Pligir Rabbi Shmuel, since there is a machaikis Rabbi Shmuel, the Larav Sagi, Bechad Efer, Betavayu, according to Rav, one time ashes enough by both of them. L'shmul bina treiz im neifer, and Shmuel requires 2 times ashes. So Maishna, what's the difference? The b'derav choshev mayabastroi, so that by Rav we count the last waters. But the Shmuel lechoshev mayabastroi, and for Shmuel we don't count the last waters. Beishlam alishin the bimbadisa. We understand according to the version of bimbadisa leipligi that they don't disagree. Eilav mechshev mayabastroi only with counting the last waters. That's machlekes. But according to the first version, why would that be part of their machlekes? So lekach near l'Rashi binyan achar. Rashi likes a different pshat. B'shapirish of that his father explained as follows: Rava matarti tlas. Rava says 2-3. Tarti biyaveshta, 2 times by dry. That's mayim be'efer. That's waters and ashes. Tlas b'tifta 3 by when it's moist is efer mayim be'efer. It's ashes, water, ashes. Shmulam he says tlas b'tifta k'rav 3 when it's moist the way Rav said. Or what we said he holds 3 by moist and dal biyaveshta and 4 when it's dry. That's mayim efer, waters ashes, waters ashes. B'pamadisa master and b'pamadisa they taught a rava matlas b'aveshta 3 times by dry. That's mayim, that's water ashes, waters. Dal b'tifto 4 times when it's moist. That's efer mayim, ashes, water. Shmulam he says b'tifto k'rav when it's moist like rav, which is 4. B'hibyaveshta and 5 when it's dry. And v'lepligis v'do b'pamadisa. And therefore comes out that certain Bibadisa are not disagreeing. Now, this also doesn't seem to be correct. That's a kiss habi sabaras nafucha. The Rav Shmuel comes to Rav Shmuel are inversely disagreeing. Should Rav make be a beshta yizum in a tifta? Rav is being more lenient by dry than by moist. Shmuel make a tifta yizum in a beshta. He's being more lenient by moist than by dry. Doesn't seem to be, we make a machlik is exact opposites. Kach nir l'ri bin acha. So Rav l'ri likes a different shot. This is how he explained. Rav matarti tlas b'yabeshta. Rav says 2-3, meaning b'yabeshta tarti. By dry it's 2, it's mayim efer, water and ashes. But a tifta tlas, when it's moist it's 3, it's efer mayim efer, ashes, water, ashes. Shmulam tlas dal, these are 3-4, that's tlas b'yabeshta, 3 when it's dry, but dal b'yabeshta 4 when it's moist. So Shmul b'lahoysa b'lafarish mayim basroi. Shmul is coming to add on and to explain the last waters b'yim b'yatifta b'yim b'yabeshta, whether when it's moist or when it's dry. But this they taught the Rava Matlas Arba, he says 3-4, Kapirish Rishonship of Kuntras, like the first Pshat of Rashi. Tlas Beretivta, 3 when it's moist is Efer Mayim Efer, ashes, water, ashes. Biabesh the Dalab when it's dry is 4, that's Mayim Efer, water, ashes. Shmulam Abba Chamish, Shmul says 4-5, Abba Beretivta, 4 when it's moist, Vachamish Biabeshta, and 5 when it's dry. Because Bala Hais, Vachamish Mayim Basroi, Betabayim, he's coming to add on and explain Less water is by both, and will it plague Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shmuel not disagreeing? Bein listen to the Surah, whether according to the version of Surah, bein listen to the Babadis, with the version of Babadis. Just the Rabbi is not counting the last waters, Shmuel, Choshev, my Basroi, and Shmuel is counting the last waters.